This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The life and times of the American family farmer. This is the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here with the music of Luke Bryan, getting us started for this week. We're going to celebrate the farm and the history. Top Leaf Farm is our focus with Benjamin Farr in a few minutes. First, though, I'd like to start all of our visits with a reference to some of the things going on in the news that affects agriculture, affects you, affects me, affects all of us, whether we're dairy, whether we're produce. There's so much labor pain in dairy because the prices of milk are in such a horrible place. It's hard to have the ability to pay a lot of the folks. A lot of the people that were involved in various federal programs are now finding work elsewhere, not on the dairy farm, which is certainly a problem. There is, as I look at some of the stories that have made it this week in terms of the news, is there a problem where you are in spring planting? There sure is where I am. I have yet to, this is the third week of May, I have yet to be able to get on most of the land that I wanted to seed down in hay and oats this spring because it's like a swamp. It is. We've had 18 inches of rain here in Massachusetts this month. You just can't get on the land. And I know that's the case. It's worse when you look at some of the weather, even this past week in the Midwest, up from Nebraska through into Iowa. You go into the Dakotas. You go back around. You circle back around to North Texas. The rain, the rain, the rain, the rain. Tornadoes. Whether you're, I mean, it was what stage you're in. I was looking at the story of some rural Iowans who are recounting how they were doing last year at this time, and they're so far behind this year. How does it affect the price of what we're going to be able to get for our food or for our commodities later on this year? Well, that's affecting how well the farmers do or don't do, and certainly the China trade war, which is dragging on and on and on. The Chinese don't seem to be in a big rush to restart the trade talks, and so it's just a big confusing mess. I saw there was a bill introduced that would require the U.S. Department of Agriculture to buy American with the trade bailout funds. In other words, make anything that people purchased with USDA money has got to be for American-made products. No Chinese. I mean, that's the obvious point is to not buy things that could be used in agriculture that are produced in China. I think that's a smart move. I think we ought to be doing that anyway. And it's hard because many of the engines that are made, some of the Asian tractors that you see around become pretty popular. Try finding parts, though, for some of them. Wow. I have not ever bought, I've known some people who have some Asian tractors. I just have tractors that actually were from the vintage. They were actually made in America. I think the last new Massey Ferguson tractor I bought was made in France, though, or England. But most of them have been made, most of the internationals. I have internationals and Masseys on my farm. And I'm pleased because they still, you can, if you're lucky, you can find parts that are still made for them because my tractors go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I have over four decades of various tractors from different companies. Anyway, I think the idea to buy American with USDA money is a good idea, frankly. I would support that. There's a small group of America's big farms that are getting the money. And this is what really I want to focus on here for a minute because this is so damned outrageous. It really is. It goes on and on and on and on and on. This has been the problem that we, in my estimation, we've had this. We understand where the money's going, and Trump keeps talking about we're going to help the farmers. Who the hell are you helping? You don't even know anything about farming for the most part, and the people who are around you, like your pal Sonny Perdue, who wants to take care of his big farm pals. Those big farms don't need the money. The American family farmer, the small independent grower is the... what are we doing? And how are we this blind to what's going on? The news media is kind of following the story, but they're usually out to lunch, too. They're as bad about this stuff as Trump is. Trump's in New York or eats hamburgers from McDonald's. He doesn't know from nothing about ag and doesn't care. It's obvious. So he says he pays lip service because without the farmers, he wouldn't have won the last election. And so if he continues down this road, he won't have farm support. Maybe he'll get support from somebody else. But the dairy farmers who are caught up in this economic system with no winning formula are being screwed again by Trump because the bailout funds are going to places that they have no business going. You can tell by my tone. It so annoys me that these people are so tone deaf, or maybe they're so arrogant that they don't care. They figure, we'll just take care of our friends and we'll give them money that they don't deserve, they don't need. It really is. You can tell by my frustration, finding it hard to share the words to master. Even though I make my living talking, I sometimes get frustrated and I want to use expletives that would be deleted. So these challenges, there are some individuals, and I'm looking at most of the people that I know who've got maybe 200, 300, 400 acres of land. You raise livestock. That business isn't great, but it's not as bad as the dairy industry. And, there's all the happy ag trades, Max Armstrong and that bunch that are always trying to kiss up to the likes of Purdue. For what? Only because, you can get advertisers or it makes you look good in the eyes. And I don't have anything against Purdue. Against Armstrong. I think Purdue is a flat pancake. I think he's single dimensional. He doesn't really understand. He was the Georgia Secretary of Agriculture and understands that kind of farming. But I don't think he has a global picture of what's going on. I know it's easy to criticize, and I probably shouldn't fall into that. But I just find it, when I see, and he could control better where the money goes. He just doesn't want to because many of his pals are from Big Ag, and that's the attention. That's the force that is with us at the moment. So anyway, that's an update on some of the news stories. In a moment, we're going to meet Benjamin Farr, who runs Top Leaf Farms. I think you'll find this a pretty exciting opportunity to find how some people are doing things differently. This fellow's got an extensive farming background, so he'll speak your language. On the American Family Farmer, 14 after the hour. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil yet? If you haven't, I suppose the question is, why? If you have achy joints, I was reading some stuff from some of the listeners. There's a guy named Fred who wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. And get the details on their special offer that includes free shipping. Only for the month of May, there's a money-back guarantee on Joint Formula 14. So you'll feel that the ache reliefs are gone or you get your money back. Pretty good deal. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14, brand new. New ingredients, new insight, new thoughts, a new way to treat all kinds of aches and pains. You'll order it from Sierracil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for the rest of the month.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
I'm Andy Solomon. May 27th is Memorial Day, and in preparation, University of Phoenix will plant 15,000 flags on the Phoenix campus lawn for its 10th straight year. Brian Ishmael, Senior Director of the University of Phoenix Office of Military and Veteran Affairs and former Army Sergeant, has more.
For me, as a combat veteran, and many veterans across the country, this tribute is personal. There are names, faces, and memories connected to these flags.
A recent University of Phoenix survey found that only about half of U.S. adults know the true purpose of the day, to honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
There are lots of simple ways to observe this day of remembrance, including leaving a flag or flowers on the grave of someone who died serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, attending a local ceremony or patriotic event, flying a flag at half-staff, or aiding a family who lost someone serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
To learn more, visit phoenix.edu.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's talk to Benjamin Farr now on the American Family Farmer. He runs Top Leaf Farm. Go to their website. This is really, I'm finding it very intriguing as I go over what he's doing here. FarmTheRoof.com. Good to have you here, Benjamin. What's your vision here? And did you come up with this or somebody else and you were hired to make the dream come true? What's the story?
Hey, Doug. Well, thanks for having me on the radio this morning.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting story in the fact that I'm a farmer more from the rural landscape, and I was transplanted into the urban environment by my wife. She didn't want to live out in the country so much, so her being a city dweller, she brought me into the city, and it was through, you know, there's not many farms happening in the urban environment, nor are there farmers in the urban environment at all. And so you get this new wave of urban agriculture that is spawning up all over the country. And you have these developers and people and, you know, who want to integrate farming into their systems. And there's not many people who know how to do that. And luckily I've had a lot of design background as well and have worked with people in that field. And so when a consultant was asked, you know, we want to put a farm on a roof. Can we do that? He said, well, you need a farmer. You know, you need a farmer in order to do that. So I know a person who is a really good farmer. And so I was contacted through a series of consultants and then brought into the project and gave, I guess it was the challenge of it, just the idea. And this isn't something new. You know, it's happening massively in Chicago and New York and Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Places where food is being brought from California, you know, so out here on the West Coast, it's not as popular as broad because we have such a huge amount of great organic produce, locally grown produce, very close to the city. So it's not as urgent as places where they're shipping it all the way across the country.
Right.
But I rose to the occasion and gave them a great pitch. And then they said, well, will you help us design it? I said, sure, that sounds great, because I was now living in the city, and I'm like, well, I have to farm, so I might as well build a farm. And then they said, well, will you build it for us? And I said, okay, I'll build it. So I, you know, got my contractor's license. I have a big building background as well. And they said, well, will we operate it? Because who are we going to have operate this? So I kind of went through the development of our company, kind of went through this first initial project based on the need that was vacant, you know. And it's been an incredible journey since because, you know, building that and then showing people what's possible in the city.
Well, that's it. See, there's an inspiration, and that's why I wanted to tell the story. There's an inspiration here, and you'll get it right away. But it's interesting the difference from West Coast to East Coast and how that factors into, you know, how you actually do this, which we'll get into in a few moments. Benjamin Farr here from Top Leaf Farm. The experience and the information is here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Benjamin Farr is the mind behind Topley Farm, website farmtheroof.com. So West Coast boy makes good West Coast from... When you were a kid, what did you want to do, Benjamin?
You know, I grew up in Idaho. I was, and then I moved to California to live with my mom. And when I wanted to be a basketball player, that's all I did. I was playing basketball as a kid. And, you know, it skipped one generation. Like, I come from a family of farmers and big farmers from Nebraska and Kansas, moved to Idaho. But then I moved to California and I found my passion in growing things. And I think it was just, you know, down in my genetics, so to speak.
Well, I think that, but it's a lot different to come from the Midwest and do what you're doing. It has to require a major, and maybe more interesting than what effect it's had on you. What about your family? Do you have family members still back on the farm in the Midwest?
You know, well, it's switched the generation. So removed, I do, but not immediate family. No, immediate family. As we've seen in America, it's been the transgression of from the farm to the city, from an agricultural, agrarian-based society to one that's, you know, totally disconnected. So,
Does that bother you thinking about that for a second? That's one of my main beefs, talking about how disconnected. I'm in a suburban situation. I happen to live part of the year in California, but my farm is in Massachusetts. And so now I'm really in the throes of getting things started big time. Very frustrated by the weather. That's something you don't have to worry about too much there, a little bit from time to time, but not like we do here in terms of wetness.
Yeah.
But there is this disconnect. People remind, there are three farms left in the city where I live was a town that was founded by farmers from England. It was called the Enforth Farms, and there was nothing here until the mid-1800s but farms. Every inch of the town was devoted to agriculture to some degree. And now people in this town, I just made a deal yesterday with a store across town. I have an ice cream bus. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, you can see kind of what I do with the cows and with the farm. And I'm trying to get one part of town to connect with another part of town because they don't even know we exist. They don't even know that there's a working farm on this side of town. So I'm going to send my ice cream bus downtown, park it there, get people out. Where's Eastleigh Farm? So that, you know, at least they can know that something like this exists. And that's the frustration that you must go through to a point, although you're really in much more of an agricultural zone than I am. Aren't you? I mean, the people are kind of used to it.
But, you know, that's the main issue of our culture today and how we value food. And we have to look at, like, the disconnect. And our country was built on farms. I mean, it was built on the, you know, slave labor and all the
problematic.
But you know, we were, you know, this country was built on farms and it's transformed from that. And now people are totally disconnected with their food system. We waste 60% of our food in this country. It's grown by less than 1% of our population. So, you know, earlier in your segment, in your intro, you were talking about Trump and how he disconnected and who's he talking to and who's his base. And
talking to you and he's not talking to me, I'll tell you that.
Well, and even if he is talking to the farmers, there's such a small population growth that's growing a huge amount of this food for us and the world through our industry. So, you know, it's about how we can reconnect people to the food, and I think that's what we're trying to do in the urban agricultural movement.
I think what you're trying to do is not only reconnect but regenerate some of the interest in doing it, maybe even teaching people how to do it themselves, but certainly appreciation. We'll get back to you in a matter of moments here, Benjamin. Good to have you here. Benjamin Farr from Top Leaf Farm here on this week's American Family.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Continuing now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with ideas on how to make things more successful. This is a labor of love for me, and I hope that for the people who give of their time, like Benjamin Farr, to tell their stories, it's also something that I'm appreciative of because I know how busy, especially this time of year, we all can be making things work. So, meanwhile, back to the story of Top Leaf Farm. You used a couple of terms. I think I mentioned regenerative agriculture, what the practices are now and what they were before. Again, you grew up on a farm, so how have you changed the way you do things?
Well, it's about, this idea of regenerative agriculture is really shifting our whole paradigm of how we grow food. We've been handed a system, inherited a system that is an extractive one. I mean, farming in general is a very contrived system. We're building a system for our main purpose of extracting a crop that we then eat or create some kind of product from. And, you know, that whole process of the extraction and then having to put our inputs, and any farmer knows you have all your, you have to keep your fertility cycles and your management plans up to par in order to have a good harvest. And so,
right,
you know, this idea that we've been mining the soil, we've been mining our ecosystems for decades, a couple hundred years actually, and now we're seeing the problems of that soil depletion. And so this whole idea around regenerative agriculture is we need to create a system that regenerates. We need to build up that natural capital in the soil again, but we also still need to harvest. So What are the techniques and strategies to do that? And there's it's actually changed dramatically over even just the last few years, but the last decade, because regenerative farming is often looked at the soil health, which it should be, but it goes into no-till practices. And that often then results in people using weed killers like Roundup to manage the weeds, because they're like, okay, we're not going to till. How are we going to get rid of the weeds? Well, it's actually, let's look at why we have weeds in the first place and look at our strategies and what we're growing and what we've inherited. And we can't just like make this change overnight. This is a long arc of how we need to change our agricultural practices, you know, in this
country. What's so insidious about this, Benjamin, too, in terms of using Roundup. One of the things about Roundup that farmers generally don't know is that, yes, Roundup kills the weeds, but it does not kill the seeds in the weeds. So you spray Roundup to get rid of the current crop, but because of insidious isn't even a strong enough word for it. The calculated planning of them building something that will kill what the problem is now, but then create a bigger problem so that they can sell you more of their stuff to create more of a problem. Never mind not killing the seeds, but it does kill the very nature of what the dirt, what the ground, what the soil is all about. What I get the biggest kick out of is a dairy guy, and you may, I don't know, whether I didn't ask you if they have any cows. It looks like you're growing. Hard to have a cow on a rooftop.
My son says that. He says, Dad, if we're going to have a farm, where's the cow? Why don't we get the cow on the roof? And it's like, okay.
I've got the cows. But, you know, the organic nature of, at least in my world, I've been raising Jersey brown cows all my life, been around cows all my life. And so I get this big kick out of having debates with people about methane gas and how harmful cows are for the planet. Mm. And all you got to do is go into a field where a cow has pooped in the last 24 to 48 hours and look at the circle that surrounds the area of poop, and you'll see it's much greener. And people say, gee, I wonder what that is. Well, one of the things that I teach on my farm, because I want people to learn and experience the life of a cow, and what happens in the four stomachs is it creates a fabulous harvest of microbial activity that when it's dumped on the ground, it goes out and reinvigorates the soil all around it. That's why it's green. It puts the stuff back into the soil that we, or many of us, and I use that in quotation marks, have soaked out of the soil. You can put fertilizer on the soil that's aimed at helping the plant, but it doesn't do a damn thing for the soil.
That's the point of your show, and the small family farm. It's all a matter of scale. And so this idea that about cows being detrimental to our environment, it's the scale that they're being confined into in these huge CAFOs.
Awful.
And
horrible.
Taken away from the field, taken away from that fertility cycle. You know, Joel Salatin and Polyphase Farm and what he does with rotational grazing and all this holistic management. I mean, that is how the natural ecosystem works, and we need to re-engage with that. We need to, and that's what people can get inspired about is, okay, how can we actually re-engage ourselves, but also the farm into our ecosystem and actually be a contributor to the restoration of our ecosystems, to the climate change solution strategies. And so, you know, I'm doing scale. I'm a small, very small, farm. And the whole point of what I'm trying to do in the urban environment is do something at a scale that has an impact, even if it's connecting with 8 or 10 restaurants and doing a few markets. People then get to see like, oh, this food was actually grown within 3 miles of where you're actually buying it from.
Yeah.
And it was harvested the same day, like it should be. It shouldn't be a packaged lettuce that you're getting that's 5, 6, 7 days old. The nutrient density of that food is
that's what people don't realize either. You hit another one of my hot buttons here. The transporting of food from Florida to the East Coast or California to the East Coast or the Midwest or whatever it is, you, by the very nature of what goes on, lose the starch, lose the value, lose the sugars, taste, whatever, any of the number of measurements that there are to get value out of food are lost. You're better off to get frozen food that comes out of the field and gets quick frozen and buy that. Most people don't know, I don't want frozen food, I want fresh food. Well, how fresh is it really when it's been in a truck for a week?
Right, so we're trying to grow ultra-fresh, hyper-local food. And in that connection, people then get to taste the difference and they get to feel better. So again, with the idea of like spraying Roundup and spraying this thing, there's this huge health issue that is erupting in our country right now. And it's based on the food that we eat. We hear this from when we're a kid. You are what you eat. So let's eat some real food.
Right. And not all this prepackaged stuff and things that are filled with all kinds of preservatives. You look at the health of the country, and, you know, the insidious part of it is you look at the people that are on the board of directors of Monsanto before they were bought by Bayer, and then you look at the people who are on the board at Eli Lilly or any of the other drug companies, and it's the same.
Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, it's the same people. They're all the same people. Yeah. Come on. Let's get real here. I've got to pause for a second. When we come back, I want to talk about what else you do. Do you go around and help people design? You've built your own deal, if people can see it, farmtheroof.com. But will you go to someplace else and help people set up their farm? I want to find out how that works with you in a matter of moments here. In the meantime, I want to once again remind everybody about how you can help people that are in our circumstance. The circumstance Benjamin's describing, circumstance I describe, circumstance of many of you who are in the family farming business. I put together a deal with an outfit. You know, you hear the ads all over the place, cars for kids. Well, now we got cars for farmers. Old vehicles that you've been meaning to repair, I've got them all over. We all do. Tractors, balers, harrows, rakes, whatever you've got. It's no good anymore. It's just steel laying around. You can donate this stuff to help preserve the wholesome nature of American family farming in general. Your donation will support one of the really great institutions, one of the last great institutions, as a matter of fact. On average, one U.S. farm feeds about 160, 170 people every year. You name it, you can donate it by calling 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483, or you can go online to the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and complete the form online to give your vehicle. They'll come take it away. You get a tax deduction. Won't cost you anything to get rid of it. And the American Family Farmer Show, go to the website, and you can complete the form there. Or you can call them directly at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Rocket to startup with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded emu oil product. So don't trust the hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
This is the American Family Farmer. Our focus here for the next couple of minutes is gardening just as good for you as hitting the gym? This is the time of year when people are thinking about that. There's a new study that suggests that very thing. Even low to moderate level physical activity, like gardening, has a major impact on your health, especially your heart, your circulatory system, all of your blood flowing through your veins. The study followed a group of 88,000 Americans from the age of 40 to 80. It was a 10-year study. This is a very in-depth study, so it has a lot of value. The people who participated in just 10 to 50 minutes of moderate physical activity, like gardening, had an 18% lower risk of death from any cause. More specifically, their risk of death from a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack or a stroke, dropped 12 to 14%. People who did anywhere from 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate activity working in the garden or working on a farm reduced their overall risk of death by 31%. My God, that's pretty significant. Why is gardening so good? For one thing, the movements that you make while gardening give you a light cardiovascular workout. The motions involved with digging and raking involve a lot of coordinated upper and lower body movement that actually increases your metabolic heart rate and gives your heart a lot and keeps it elevated for a while, too. Gardening basically forces you to do squats, which can strengthen the large muscle groups in your leg, the quads, the hamstrings, the glutes. Also strengthen smaller muscles and ligaments in your hands and feet. So, there's a word to the wise, right? Gardening! Hoo-ha! The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Roaming through the American Family Farm, that's what we do every week at this time. We're talking to Benjamin Farr from Top Leaf Farms. I wondered whether you design systems and farms for other people. Is that part of what you do, Benjamin?
I do, and that's kind of what subsidizes the actual growing. You know, that's where the somewhat money is, so to speak, in the whole venture.
So I
do rooftop urban systems, but my experience, again, is based more in the broadacre regenerative farm fields. So doing land management strategies, practices, planning, as well as these urban systems.
So can you give us the secret? We were talking a few minutes ago about how to get rid of the weeds when we take our shots at Monsanto and Roundup. But how do you keep weeds from, I mean, I spread a lot of manure on my fields, and inherent in that is going to be some seed for weeds. What do you do to get rid of the weeds as the stuff grows?
Well, you know, sometimes I plant them. You know, weeds are opportunistic plants that fill the void, and they also are indicators of what's happening in the soil. So it's understanding what weeds are coming up, what they're indicating, and then most of the time it's an imbalance of something. Sometimes it's just an imbalance of the soil being bare. And so it's about covering the soil, keeping the soil covered. That's what nature wants to do. So when I say plant the seeds, plant the weeds, you can find more different cover crops as understories and things that will create a different layer within there that can also outcompete weeds, different clovers, different...
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that what's good now may have been a weed before. Kale is a weed, reality-based. Look at all the people want to have.
Edible seeds, and even dandelion, you know.
Right, I was just going to say dandelion, too, yeah.
So, and, you know, it's breeding the seeds, so it's also, people have to look at, you know, not where their food comes from, but also the seeds. Where do the seeds come from, and how to get those, that's a whole other topic, but, you know, we look at where our food comes from, where our seeds come from, where what the weeds are telling us, and how can we adjust and adapt and create an ecosystem of restoration within the field of the farm. That's our main strategy, and how to build an ecosystem, how to build these systems that are providing ecological services for us, not only with food, but helping rebuild that soil again.
That has to be the future of our food, of our health, of our soil. We've got to get back to that. Otherwise,
other countries who are smarter than we are will do all of these things and will be healthier than we are and will last longer than we do. So a good lesson, word to the wise, farmtheroof.com, Top Leaf Farms website. Go visit it and learn. Benjamin Farr, good to have you here. A privilege to learn your story, and I continue to wish you and many others who are trying the same sort of thing much success, because we all need it, and you deserve it. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The opportunity, because I guess this is my program, so I feel like I need to comment on things from time to time. And my conversation with Benjamin brought me back around to something that I talk about frequently, and people ask me for more information, especially on my own farm, about how cows can save the planet. And so I'm going to get into that with you in a matter of moments in a brief overview. I want to remind you about how the history of our American Family Farmer show goes back about three and a half years, and every week we have a different focus. You can find in an accrual way, we aggregate all of the shows and they're all there listed, what the information is. For example, the current American Family Farmer show talks about the weather, how reports indicate that a lot of family farmers haven't been able to fertilize or even get onto the fields. And then we talk about the White House, the negative effects of the tariffs. That story continues for sure for the family farmer. And then I introduce you to Bobby Wilson, who is a government relations associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, a division of the National Farmers Union. She has similar duties with Dairy Together over the last 10 years or so. We look at the history of dairy farms. You realize this country has lost 17,000 dairy farms in the past 10 years. So we have about a third as many cows as we used to, and that's not good for us, certainly not good for the family farmer. But we have these huge conglomerates, and that's really what's affecting us, and we talk about that and the price crisis. And then I opine on farming anxiety, the weather, and the trade issues, that sort of stuff. So support yourself. Join a support group. That's one of the other things we talk about, how to do that. The current version of the American Family Farmer Show. You get it, you download it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marley and Martha. Yes, Martha is Martha Stewart. Marley is a friend of hers, came up with an idea to send fresh ingredients, great food, right to your door. And you can get that now. You want to cook meals at home? Here's a way to get fresh, healthy food, healthy choices by going to, you just get your iPhone or whatever device you have and text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. You get the great food sent right to your door. The first three meals are free. So to be a part of Martha's free taste test, be the first, one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810 right now. Get the great food. Fix it at home. Text the word FORK to 246-810 to get the first three meals from Martha and Marley Spoon free.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, ends 5/25/19. Valid on SKU 513099.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so how do cows save the planet? This is a favorite, and I admit to this because cows are my thing. One of my favorite focuses here, especially as we keep talking about all the aid to farmers who ought not to be getting the help, the farms that are suffering from climate change, Trump's trade war, whatever. And here's how you can help. If people don't understand what's going on with your cows and their role in the environment, the issue is pretty controversial. Some people believe methane gas from cow manure is a contributor to climate change. It's not. Livestock emits 2% of the total methane drawn into the atmosphere. But there are those who use the argument that methane emissions are going to kill the planet. No, we're not going to kill the planet anyway. We will not kill the planet. We'll kill ourselves, but the planet will be just fine. And one of the things, as I just explained, a lot of people in Vermont are following this story and trying to have covert effect on the carbon stuff in the air and soil practices. Get some cows and let them run around like chickens, too. Chickens and cows, the best thing to recreate the health of a soil on a farm, any place you want to. I know it's not likely you're going to get a cow or a chicken if you live in the suburbs, but cows and chickens together will save the planet. I know you won't hear that anywhere else, but you sure as heck heard it here first. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.